It's truth. It's real. It's realistic. You cannot deny it. It's a difference in forms. That's real. What is the reality? If we were born with a desire to receive, then that's the true path. That I have a desire to bestow, that was born in me, that's a lie. Why? What is the creation? We need to pray only for one thing, for help. What help? What is his help? How does he help us? That he'll take this concealment from us so that we'll feel his importance. And then everything nullifies. We've studied this yesterday in the Zohar. We've studied yesterday. You've heard yesterday in the Zohar. You've been, right? So we've studied. You're all beautiful. And you have no defects. He says that the light of Chokhmah is called beauty. And all the defects are being healed. All the defects that they thought about spirituality, that spirituality is defected, are being healed. It is difficult. The fact that we were born with a desire to receive and we are far, remote from the Creator, it is difficult from us because of two things. The first is to see from within this desire to receive that it could be good in the desire to bestow. It is impossible to see it, impossible to understand it. Because if in our nature we are, if we're immersed only in one nature, in the desire to receive, then inside it we see white, black, green, red. We see those opposite things, but we see them from within the desire to receive. It is not opposite to the desire to receive itself, but in different manners from within that desire to receive, I can discern between them and say, yes, these things exist, and their opposite exists also. But I can weigh them all and check them all inside one nature, my desire to receive. But if there is an additional nature, another nature, the desire to bestow, then I don't feel it. I cannot say that something good exists there because I don't have the vessels to understand it. I'm being rejected from that second nature. I can't even think, can't perceive, can't accept it. And what? As a result, I cannot ask from the Creator to change, to correct myself, to change my nature, to annul, to cancel my current nature, and to swap it with His nature, with the second nature, because I don't have a lack for it. I don't have a deficiency. To ask for His revelation, this is, I can ask Him to be revealed, but so that I'll feel good as a result. It's like a thief who's shouting, "Catch the thief!" The same way I'm shouting for the Creator, "Reveal yourself so that I'll feel better, so that He'll fulfill my desire to receive, and that I'm willing to turn to Him, I'm willing to pray, to read the Psalms, to cry out, to do everything I'm being told to do, that everything they say that that finds grace in His eyes, commandments, everything. But I'm able to do all this so that my desire to receive will be fulfilled. That's how I was born. Without seeing that I'll be fulfilled, I can't move, make the slightest move, can't move a finger. So what can we do? The correction can come only by His appearance. Only if He will appear, meaning the attribute of bestowal, that I'll see the greatness of this attribute, of this quality, of bestowal, of love. And in this greatness, I will subjugate myself before it. And then I'll go to ask for this greatness. But how can this greatness appear? In which kli? They say your point in the heart is enough. And this is why the breakage occurred, so that it will be, this point will be inside the desire to receive. The only thing we have to do is to demand that the attribute of bestow would appear inside this point. And then this point will have the strength, will have a great strength that will be able to struggle and beat your huge ego. But this point, in order to attract the light, we need to demand only from the Creator, only on behalf of the breakage, on behalf of the group, where you are broken in your relations with others. You need to demand that you want to be connected to them. Demand this, and then this point will receive its illumination. And when the light will come, it will correct, will give the strength. In its appearance, in the appearance of that light, you feel that you have the strength to rule with the desire to bestow over your desire to receive. And then comes the light which corrects, and all the flaws connect, and one reaches this beauty, meaning the appearance of the light of Chokhmah dressed in Chasadim. So everything depends upon the desire to attract the attribute, the quality of bestowal inside our point and heart.